Here.
Hudson.
Here.
Sutton.
Here.
Banks.
Here.
Busey.
Here.
Manuel.
Here.
Anderson.
Here.
All right. Seek your approval for the agenda.
I so move.
Second. Motion second. All those in favor, aye.
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 Those opposed? All right. Next, move for approval of the minutes of August 14th, 2017. Do we have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Motion second. All those in favor say aye.
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 Those opposed? Public participation. Do we have any public participation tonight?
I think we have a call.
Richard.
Yes, Richard.
Richard Friedman of the nursing home here.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to say something about the food. And when Caroline started, we were really appreciative of the difference in the food. All of a sudden, it's tapered off. And it's kind of back to the way it was. And it's kind of wondering why. I thought for a minute she was gone, but I saw her today. Wasn't able to speak to her, but I did see her step through the door of the dining room. So I know she's still here, but I wonder how much she's participating. But it's like she's never been here again. Tonight we had 3 slices of bologna on a couple slices of bread. The vegetables are like they always were, boiled to oblivion. There can't be any vitamins or anything good left in them. I talked to her once about the vegetables, and she said, well, I've got to train them not to turn them on at 7 a.m. in the morning. And it's back to that again. I don't know what's going on, but something happened. It's like she was beaten into submission or something. But it's too bad. It's a shame because things look bright for a minute, and all of a sudden it's back to the same old. And I hope that it's not going to be that way again forever. That's all I really wanted to say.
All right, Richard. Thank you for sharing that. I'm sure the appropriate parties will follow up on it. And hopefully they can get back to you at a later time. Any other public speakers this evening? All right, seeing none, we'll move on to communications. Are there any communications from board members?
I have one.
Yes.
So since our last meeting, there was an incident, an escape by a dementia patient from adult daycare. And there are a couple of 2, maybe 3 worrisome aspects to that. Just as a preliminary, let me remind you, the adult daycare has its own separate outdoor entrance, and it's and a connecting entrance between it and the rest of the nursing home. The first aspect of troubling aspect of it is apparently the keyed access to the door between the adult daycare and the rest of the home was not working and therefore was left open. So anyone from adult daycare, if they weren't followed, if somebody didn't notice them leave, could get access to the rest of the nursing home. Then the external door to the nursing home was propped open. And so this individual then just went out the front door. Now I get all of the details of this third hand. So if I'm in error on any of this, I'll gladly be corrected. But those are two separate problems. One, the apparent fault, which I don't know how long it was there, how long it took to get it repaired, but the lack of an alarm separating the two sections. Then the propping open of the front door, which, by the way, I noticed wasn't done tonight, as it has been the past several months. So I hope that door is being kept shut. But the person at the front desk, since it wasn't a regular resident of the home, the person at the front desk wouldn't necessarily know that this person leaving was an adult daycare person because they enter by the other entrance. Okay, so those are two failures of procedure or failures of equipment that led to the escape, the failure to contain one of the dementia patients in adult daycare. I got the details of this from the spouse of the person involved. The possibly third troubling aspect to it is that I believe I heard last time that the person who had been supervising adult daycare had been let go, and that someone else was now in charge of adult daycare. I don't know if this is the same person I had heard reports about before, but I had heard very, very favorable reports on a person running adult daycare, and so I was kind of taken aback at the last meeting to hear that somebody had been let go from that position. I don't know if it's the same person, because I don't know how long that other person had been here. But if it was the same individual and that individual was as highly thought of as I had been led to believe, then we have a third problem, an error of management, I would say. So that's the sum total of this thing as I heard it. And I'm just throwing it out there because it's the sort of thing that, you know, we need to do a little more than just sit here and listen to reports. So, you know, I'm telling the rest of the board, we've got some problems.
Well, thank you for sharing that. Obviously, as you describe it, there's a concern to be had here. And we're going to need to be briefed on what did happen as a board so we can understand what corrective actions were taken to prevent this in the future. So since we have the administrator here, we'll allow them to do their job and get back to this board and tell us what actions were taken to prevent this in the future. Any other communications?
So would you be making that like a follow-up item for another future board meeting?
That can't be done today.
Well, there's going to be an issue. I mean, we do not discuss personnel matters in open and session, so one of the issues brought up.
What I would look for from that would be something from management here, the administrator going to the county administrator, who would send us some type of memo telling us the essence of what had transpired, if there's merit to what was said and so forth, and then what corrective actions were taken to prevent it.
I'm not thinking that we would hear specific personnel issues either. Just right. Sort of, here's what we checked on and here's what we found out.
Yeah.
Yes.
One thing I will tell you is there's been a complete replacement of the Identitas system that's been in place since the beginning. So it's probably a 12-year-old system or whatever, but everything's been replaced in the entire home. So that should correct any issues in terms of door access.
Right, that had been going on before we came.
That's correct.
It
was a very serious problem this spring, as we all know, of door propped. Mm-hmm.
So can I ask a question?
Mm-hmm.
If this family member had that concern, did she go talk to the administrator or to the person in charge?
I don't believe that the family member brought it to anyone, but obviously there were people who went and then retrieved the spouse and brought that person back. He was the spouse. The escapee was brought back after, I'm told, about 15 minutes. And so obviously the staff were aware of that and had to retrieve this person. And I don't know whether there was any substantial discussion beyond that. And I don't know who on staff was involved.
I'll let you look into that.
Yeah, and some of your concerns that you said were maybe not actually true, which we're happy to address some of the things.
Okay, well, this,
yeah.
As I said, this is the story as I received it, and it's not
okay.
Not firsthand.
Right.
But it, as received, it is
okay.
Worrying.
Yeah.
Right.
And we're happy to address it.
All right. We'll move on now to old business. Mary Hudson has been kind enough to give us, will be kind enough to give us a briefing on the August 27th music and ice cream social event, on how that went.
Yeah, well, mainly I just want to thank a lot of people. First of all, yourself, Jack, and your wife, Kathy, and your mother-in-law for doing the decorating and providing the tent, without which the event would not have been possible because the trio had informed us that their instruments could not be exposed to the sunlight. And so without the availability of your tent and your coming and putting it up, we could not have had the day at all. I want to thank Kathy, who did most of the advertising, did the flyer, and many people helped circulate those flyers, almost too many to mention. But Rick and Tammy helped, and people from the auxiliary and people from the Friends of Champaign County Nursing Home, and Dolores Henry and myself took them to all the Rotary meetings. Belden Fields from the Friends of Champaign County Nursing Home is the person who secured the Almost A Trio, and I think everyone who was there would agree with me. They were just outstanding. I've become their new groupie, and I'm on their mailing list now, and I'm going to be following all their events. And they indicated a willingness to come again and perform again at other events we might have here. They really said they enjoyed it very much themselves, so that was a really heartwarming thing to see. The auxiliary helped with all, Red Bicycle furnished the ice cream that everybody raved about. Patsy really loved the mango in particular, and a lot of other people talked about the mango ice cream. The auxiliary bought all the condiments and the paper goods. Friends of Champaign County Nursing Home paid for the Almost A Trio. The board members came and helped. My Rotary Club, CU Sunrise, supplied the flowers in the courtyard. And, of course, there were many staff members that helped us that day. So I have no count of how many people were in attendance, but the residents really enjoyed it. One lady told me that her father said it was like being on a cruise ship because the music was that good. And I would have liked to have seen more people from the public here, but we really wouldn't have had the capacity. I think, you know, the courtyard was pretty full, and we had beautiful weather. So what have I forgotten, Kathy, that I should mention?
But, we would have liked more people, but we had a pretty good group of public that was there, and many of whom had not been in the nursing home. So part of, you know, our goal was to get people in to see the nursing home, see that it's, meet the new management, see that it's a nice facility. And while we didn't accomplish that maybe to the extent that we'd hoped for, I think we made some progress on it.
Very good for a first event, I would say.
Yes.
And the only other thing I would add to that, I meant to do it during communication, is so we're planning a second event, which would be an art walk that the auxiliary and the friends will be working on again, and we'll be back up looking for some help on that. We're trying to do that maybe yet this fall. So again, with the same intention of getting exposure to the new management, the new facility, and having people see how nice it is.
Excellent.
Well, I kind of had an idea, and I appreciate you're already moving on something new, and I don't want to add something up to a pile, but I was wondering if the nursing home has ever been open for trick-or-treat before. And if anyone thinks that that might be an opportunity to get kids in here to visit, and we could supply the candy through some
great
group.
Idea. We do that in all of our facilities. It's a great idea.
That might something to maybe start looking at, maybe through our social events director or something like that.
And the residents even decorate their rooms. You can have the kids come in and help decorate the outside of the resident rooms and do contests. That would be a great idea.
Okay.
I feel attacked at Thomas Paine since they're so close.
Yeah, kind of.
And they have an early childhood there, which might be a perfect.
Thomas Paine or Prairie?
Prairie. Prairie, yeah. Yeah, Prairie.
Okay.
And they have early childhood there too, which might be a perfect target population.
Mm-hmm.
When the nursing home had childcare in the facility, they did that every single year, and the residents loved it.
Yeah, that's. I think I remember that. So.
And the director of the early childcare at Prairie is a former county employee. She was with Head Start,
so
Kelly
Russell.
So she'd
be a perfect person probably to talk to about.
I'll send you an email to get some info who to contact.
That's a great idea, Josh. Well, I know for the ice cream social, I was pleased to see that we had a couple stacks of chairs out there, and during the event they were all gone because so many people had come.
Okay.
That was a good indicator that we didn't have enough seating normally out there. While a number of the people come with their own seating in a wheelchair form, still we had a need for all those other chairs as well.
Yeah.
So I'm sure that's very good. All right. We'll move on now to the management update, financial report. And Susie will brief us on that, and she'll tell us she has someone on the phone as well.
Tom Danker, our CFO, is also on the phone. We were trying to figure out how to have him call in. He's been trying to get through. So I don't know if there's a phone here, so we have him on the cell phone. That's okay.
He's just going to listen in on the meeting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think that we can maybe give a little bit of a summary. I believe you have some information. Tom, if you want to speak too, feel free.
Sure. The summary, Susie mentioned that you all have a copy. It's basically a comparison of May, June, and July actual results. And it starts on the first page with census. It ends with net income on the first page.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can see that the census has remained reasonably flat at 133, 134, except for June had some Medicaid pending accounts that were in there that created a larger census. But as you see, the revenue amount has been pretty consistent at 866, 844, 843. And so revenue obviously drives the net income line. And some of the expenses that we highlighted were the bad debt expense, which is about $16,000 to $17,000 a month. The $92,000 that's listed in May is for 5 months. And so that's $18,000. We did a catch up when we did the books for May a month ago.
So we closed May and we closed June for the other management company.
Right. Environmental services costs have gone down over the 3 month period, and that's because some other management of that area to look at reducing expenses. The nursing services have fluctuated. They generally fluctuate with census. So you can see that as May and July census were less, the nursing costs were less, and as June's census was higher, the nursing costs were higher. And then we had focused on legal fees in the last month's projection, and so I just listed those, and they're fairly consistent. But I think the notation of net income going from $240,000 loss to $169,000 loss is kind of attributable to the lower nursing costs and the lower environmental service costs. And so in July, that's our first month of really operation. You can see the reduction in the net loss. Does anybody have any questions on that?
I have just one question. So is that net income, is that an accrual-based income statement, or is that more of a cash flow income statement?
No, it's an accrual-based income statement. We're keeping the books on a GAAP basis, which is accrual.
Okay, that's what I wonder. Thanks.
That's a good question.
Yeah, I have a question about expenses. Since the revenue is all grouped together under one item. Do these breakouts of expenses include all real expenses of the home? I mean, I don't know what environmental services, for example, encompasses.
Well, so if you flip back to a few pages into your presentation, you can see the detail of revenue. This is, I don't know, it must be about page 6 or 7. It's kind of a long, long sheet that shows every month.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of numbers on the page, and they're pretty small, but it shows, this is the entire income statement, all the accounts, and shows each revenue grouping. So you have Medicare A revenue, Medicare B revenue, Medicaid revenue, private pay revenue, and so forth.
Yeah.
And it comes up to the numbers that were on the summary page up front, the 866, the 844, and the 843. And so you can see exactly how much revenue is coming from which payer class. Mm-hmm. And then if you flip the page one more time and you go to environmental services, you can see that the electric service in May was $61,000 and $38,000 and $40,000 in June and July, respectively. So that's predominantly the bigger difference in environmental services. There's also some salaries that were reduced in July versus June. Does that answer your question?
Not really. So if this page that you started us out on includes all services, where do things like food service and the other expenses, where do they show up on this?
So food service is on the next page. At the top of the page, it's under a category called food services.
Yeah, I
you
found that.
In the summary, right?
My question is, how did it get to the summary, or is it not included in this summary?
It wasn't included in the summary because there wasn't a big deviation or variance in the 3 months.
Okay.
So the summary is really
the
showing big
the net income at the bottom does include everything in the longer table.
Yes, it does. Yeah.
Okay. That's all I need to know.
Okay. Any other questions?
So can you tell us what the census would be for maybe August at this point, or and what it is currently?
I don't have that information, you know, handy. My sense is that it's right near the 134 that we have in July.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's about 132 or so with some bed hold maybe or something like that.
There's one bed hold today, I think.
Okay.
And that's probably what it was in August pretty much too, right?
I'm sorry. So August, I think it fluctuated a little bit,
but
similar with
close.
Similar numbers. Yeah, we just hired a marketing person this last week. So we're hoping for some big gains. In the next few weeks.
I've been begging for that for 5 years.
Yeah, we tried to do it as quickly as we could. So I think that we didn't want to start a new position. So that's why we were being very careful how the positions were being eliminated, that we wouldn't add anything to the budget. So I think that will be really positive. And we've also been getting some admissions from Presence where we've never gotten them in the past. So that's really very exciting. And I talked to Carl last week, and I think they apologized. I saw some kind of email going by that there was a new director who started, and she was in some kind of a transition. I need to call her back. I think she said that while I was on my way here today or something.
Yes. Destiny followed up to your email, so
yeah,
so we're going to have that going. We can talk about Okay.
Yeah.
These referrals from presents were rehab type of referrals?
Okay. Kim, you may know better. I think they were, yeah.
They'd be Medicare patients if they're coming from presents, wouldn't they?
Yeah, and we did a presentation there last month, so, and it went really well, and they said that they were going to start sending residents again, so it was really positive.
That's a good trend.
So if there aren't any other questions, I think that's the conclusion of the financial report. I'll turn it back over to Susan for the next agenda item.
Maybe there's not. Let's see. I'll ask it if it comes back to me.
Okay.
Gone.
Or save it for next month.
No, I'll get it before that.
Well, I think we're.
Oh, I know.
Yes.
So I know that there was that the county board approved a loan a couple weeks ago, and I'm just wondering where we think we are in terms of payroll for, I know September and August are hard months, and I wondered if you could update us on how we think we are. It looked like the cash flow was okay through July.
So actually, I have something really positive to say, but Tom, hold on. I'm not going to move you.
Okay, I'm here.
Yeah. You're not going to go away, but
I just got to
find an email that I was excited to talk about, and I apologize, but it gives in detail what we billed. I'll find it. I'm sorry. Let's see. Because we've been doing a lot of back billing, right? And because some of the billing was not completed, as we said, I apologize, it's right here.
I'm assuming Susie didn't get 5 emails today.
Oh my gosh, I get hundreds, so I apologize.
I remember those days.
Yeah. I went through over 1,000 this weekend. Okay. Okay, so this is exciting. This is what was billed last week for CCNH. Medicare B from March 2017 to August 2017, approximately $33,000. Medicaid, $213,456. And managed care, B, $10,664.92. So, Tom, with all that added up, that's about $250,000+. That does not include Medicare A and managed care A. So that's going to be a nice chunk of change this month.
Absolutely, and those payers are all kind of consistent payers.
Good.
You bill them correctly. You have the information that is appropriate for each of the residents. You should get paid within 30 days. So it's a well-bound source of income.
So it came right at the right time.
So are you sort of saying that we won't need to use the loan, or where do we stand with the loan?
Well, we have drawn. We had some unexpected vendor requirements, so we had to draw on the loan. We drew about $100,000 on that to make sure we made payroll and covered the vendor bills. So
okay, and so that's going to take down accounts payable a little bit.
We had a payment arrangement with one of the companies, and what happened was we had made an immediate payment in the previous month, but We also got a new bill right at the same time, so it didn't really affect the debt. So we needed to make one additional payment at the end of August, and that's what we did. Now we'll be able to continue with what we had previously planned on the payment plan.
And so do we think we will be able to pay back that $100,000 given some additional receipts?
Well, I think not exactly at this moment. I think what we should do is very prudently go through looking at some of the, you know, the issue is that we have some of these vendors that are out there that, and I think that we're very carefully working with them. And maybe this is another topic at another time that we sit down and we figure out on a global perspective on how to deal with some of the back vendors. The critical vendors, I think we're dealing with it. We've gotten some, when they found out that we were here and that we, what we do and who we are, they immediately called up and said, we'll give you 120 days. So, which they've never given before in the past, because they know that we're looking at all that. So I think that that will be really helpful for us.
So it does sound like at least we think we won't need to use the rest of the loan at this point. Is that right?
Well, we're hoping to, we had a discussion with legal counsel earlier in the week about another matter, but they had mentioned the fact that when they had talked to the state, it sounded like we were going to get our quarterly IGT payment, and that's about $145,000.
Right.
So hopefully between that and also our other revenue sources, you know, we won't need to make any further draws. Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm really asking. You don't anticipate asking for additional loans, and at this point we might haven't used all the last one that we got. Is that right?
Yeah, I think we will probably end up using the other 150 possibly to take care of some of the vendors, but I don't want to say yet. And the other thing is that I feel pretty good about where we're at right now. Looking at the updated numbers that I got from the treasurer last month when we talked about the additional credit line with the county board, it showed that we were significantly improved by the end of the year based on the current snapshot. So again, it's a snapshot. It's not no guarantees, but we think that we're doing much better now. And we do see substantial reductions in some of our costs. Like we've already talked about dietary.
Right.
We're trying to do the same thing with some of our other major vendors. Mm-hmm. We still do have 7 vendors, though, that are over $100,000 in arrears. So we're going to have to work on those.
Yeah, and I think we should talk about that and see what we can do.
And the status of the budget?
We've been working the last several weeks to pull together a budget. Nothing was prepared when the previous management company had left, so we had to kind of start from scratch. So
that's a good thing.
Yeah, so SAK has been doing a lot of their due diligence and trying to make sure that we have an accurate budget put together, an accurate staffing plan, and a reasonable projection for census. Our revenues are very sensitive to changes in the census, as you know. Can a couple, one way or the other, can really make a big difference. So we're trying to be very conservative in those projections. We know we also have AP and AR issues to worry about, but we'll be presenting two options for the budget tomorrow at the Committee of the Whole. And this is just this is part of our legislative budget hearing process. When we had done our legislative budget hearings on the 28th and 29th of August, we had a draft budget available, but there were some concerns about some of the items that were included in there. So we've gone back and we've reworked some things. And so we have, I think, a more accurate budget today and something we feel we can, stand behind so that the county board can make its decisions. So the final adoption of the budget doesn't occur, adoption will occur until next month, and final adoption is in November. So
when would the advisory board review it?
I'd be happy to bring it to the board for next month. That'd probably be the soonest, but we can certainly share it by email immediately.
Well, I was going to say, I would ideally want this board to look at it, frankly, before it went to the Committee in the Whole. But since you're going to share it at the Committee in the Whole, if you could send it out, it's going to be public anyway, right, if it goes to the Committee in the Whole, so it could be shared with this advisory board? Yeah, as you say, by email, if nothing else?
No, we're just finishing the numbers, so it was planned to be distributed. We'll actually post it, though, on the website, but we can get you copies of that, so.
Or a link to it.
Pardon?
Or a link to where it's posted.
Yes.
Right.
Okay, any other questions regarding the finance?
No, but the only thing, I do think we ought to be reviewing it before, so that we can have a recommendation to the board before it gets adopted as part of the budget. Mm-hmm. I think that's the responsibility of this.
I would agree with
Kathy
on that.
Sure. And there's time for that.
Yes.
Right.
Hi.
I just want to get on agenda before we end up.
If there are any more questions regarding the financial report, then we'll move on to the next item, which is the next meeting date and time. Determination to reschedule the October meeting due to the holiday is the issue. What is being suggested on a potential date?
Okay, because that's Columbus Day we're talking about, correct?
October 11th,
yeah.
At that point, right?
October 9th.
Yeah.
Considering that we've got this budget coming, would we want to move it to the Monday before that? And that would give us then on the 2nd, and we could review that budget, and then it would come before the committee hall again in the next October.
Yeah, that might work.
Next week.
I'm good with that.
That works for me.
Does it work for everybody?
Mm-hmm.
November 2nd?
October.
Same time?
October 2nd.
Or October.
So the first Monday?
Yes.
Yep.
Right, October.
I just have to check. I'm not sure about, but we'll make sure somebody is... I don't know what, for some reason it's not my calendar, but I think I have something in my calendar.
Well, and I think we could, you know, if we need to adjust that, obviously we want you to guys to be able to
Well, and I think Monday may be fine. So what about the committee of the whole? When is that?
It would be the 10th.
Yes.
Okay, so then that would be on the 3rd and the 10th, right?
Yeah.
You said the 3rd.
Not the 3rd,
no,
just the 10th?
2nd and 9th.
Oh, the 10th, the 2nd and 10th,
yes.
2nd and the 10th. The 2nd would be our meeting.
The 2nd would be our meeting, and then...
The 10th would be the committee of all.
Oh, I see, because the 9th is Columbus Day. I'm sorry. Yeah, I thought it was a week before. Okay.
And I'm still thinking it's August, too, so...
Yeah, I've been there a few times. All right, that sounds like... We'll certainly have a quorum for October 2nd, so that'll be the new date for our next meeting. And having concluded that, and being no other business, I move for adjournment. And thank you all very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, John.
Yeah.
Thank you. Talk to you later.
Okay.
Have a good evening.
Thanks.
Bye.
I hear you've been a busy man.
Yeah.
I just heard that.
I want to introduce myself.
Hi.
Sorry, I have
problems. I do too. Yeah.